I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Mark Von Pence, and he is one of two presidents of the John Deere Worldwide Agricultural Operations. And why don't you go ahead and tell us why Agritechnica is such a highlighted event for you guys?
Yeah, Agritechnica is a very important fair, if not the most important fair in the world, because there's more than 36 nations and companies and customers coming from even more nations than 36 here to that fairground. Almost 300,000 visitors that come, which makes it the world's largest fair from a participation point of view. It's a good way of showing new technology. We have received a number of gold and silver rewards for the new innovations that John Deere is bringing to the market in 2008. So we can show it and share it and explain it with the customers. We can get feedback. Our dealers are here. They talk to the customers. We talk to our customers. We get feedbacks on the innovations, but we also hear what else they need in the future. So it's a great way of connecting to the customers and delivering them later what they ask us to do for the future.
And what's the biggest impression you, John Deere, is hoping to leave their customers and the farmers who stop by and the dealers who visit Agritechnica and specifically the John Deere exhibit?
If you look at across our booths, there's one common theme, which is the integration of technology, of intelligent technology, smart technology into our vehicle concepts. John Deere is leading currently the whole industry in integrating smart technology like GPS farming, documentation, isobars, and connecting whatever is around the machine, the tractor, with the tractor and steer it from the tractor in a smart way. And what we have been doing here is we have integrated across the booths on several stations what the opportunities are of having intelligent machines that help farmers to cut costs, increase productivity in a significant way. One example is our new way of a smart combine harvester, where you can take the next smaller machine and achieve the same productivity than the next larger machine, but for lower cost. And it's done through smart, intelligent technology without increasing the iron.
Okay, and that sounds like something that farmers and dealers could definitely look for and use, especially in a market. European markets are typically smaller as far as the products that they're purchasing, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Farmers usually look around the world for a reliable machine. Then it needs to be comfortable and highly productive. At the end of the day, it's about reducing cost, and that's what we are about with this smart and intelligent technology that is innovative and integrated. That's what our doing is about here and what we show to the farmers, reducing costs and increasing productivity.
And finally, what would you say are the main differences between the European market and the North American market? What is something that someone from America might come away with thinking that's something that John Deere does different?
If you look at the farm structure, it's significantly different here. The farms are generally smaller. Then if you look at the way where the economical optimum on a farm is by how much input you do, how much output you get, it's a different one than in the US. We have a more maritime climate with more rainfall, so we have twice as much yields per acre or per hectare than US farmers. But it's driven by the maritime climate versus a more continental climate. So that's a significant difference from a farmer's point of view. From an industry point of view, we see much more competition here than we see in North America. There's a number of small and mid-sized players that are active in Europe, sometimes only in one country, and they can survive. In US, you would never make it across the nation because the huge geography doesn't make it possible for small players to act there. Here in Europe, you see a number of mid and small-sized players that survive. And that foster a lot of innovation going on in the market as well.
Okay, and so would you say innovation and cost cutting are the biggest factors that make you a player in this worldwide form of competitors?
That's true. That is our key edge compared to many others, that we have a lot of number of award winning and edge cutting reduction in cost and cost cutting. And what is so interesting to see is that at the end of the day, farmers demand very similar things here in Europe, like in North America or South America. The factors that matter, that I mentioned before, are somewhat the same across the continents. However, the dimensions may be different ones.
Okay. I think that covers everything I want to ask you. Anything you want to add?
No, thanks. I would like to thank everybody who's listening in here for joining John Deere and giving us business. I know customers have choices. We try hard. We are 170 years in business, And we say solid, stable, still don't year, and that's what we want to do for the future as well. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody doing business with John Deere dealers and with John Deere as a company.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.